welcome to the Railway News Roundup sponsored by CTM, the industry's first integrated competency management and training marketplace. Survivors of the Stonehaven train crash are pursuing legal action as questions continue to be raised over the derailment, which claimed three lives. The Scotsman understands that at least three survivors have approached Digby Brown solicitors in Aberdeen for advice over suing for damages. The paper says that Network Rail's interim report on the incident, published in September, found that the train struck a pile of washed-out rock and gravel before derailing. Prior to the crash, nearly a month's worth of heavy rain had fallen in just 4 hours. Drainage in the area had been inspected in May by Network Rail, with no defects recorded. Investigators are still working to establish further details about the crash. Train and coach passengers in England who have cancelled their Christmas travel plans will have their bookings refunded, the government has announced. An article in The Guardian says the Transport Secretary Grant Shapps said customers would not be left out of pocket for doing the right thing amid the tightening of COVID-19 restrictions across the UK. Community leaders in Thameslink have gathered to celebrate the £5.7 million upgrade of St Albans City Station that has transformed passenger facilities and freed up space for passengers to move around more easily. The main station building has been extended over two stories, ready to house a Premier Brand High Street convenience store, and space has been created for a new waiting area, new toilets and an additional ticket gate. Finally, in the fourth interactive digital edition of Rail Director magazine is now available to read for free online. Editor Dean Bruce says 2020 has been a trying year for many, but our features this month echo what we're hearing from businesses across the industry. People are optimistic about what the future holds. That's it from today's roundup. For the latest in rail news, visit railbusinessdaily.com.